This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
That was Lose Control by Teddy Swims, a song that I have come to love. And that thing you can tell is when I love a song, I make it my duty to force you to love it as well. So I'm hoping you're there. It is the Morning Crossfire 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. Important conversation happening now. Now, some humans who needed to get to a destination, they wanted to go from one point to another, decided to board a flight from Lagos to Abuja. Somehow, by virtue of some twisted fate, I'm not quite sure how they can explain this, they landed in Asaba. They were shocked, as they should, and they reacted. And the airline put out a statement, "Oh, we're sorry, it was bad weather, this happened, that happened." But that has caused a stir. A lot of Nigerians have been speaking. But let's head into the report. United Nigeria Airlines flight destined for Abuja landed in Asaba, the Delta State capital. The passengers who left from Lagos said they only realized the mistake after the cabin crew announced welcome to Abuja when they landed in Asaba. One of the passengers on the United Nigeria Airlines flight tweeted that the cabin crew announced that they were landing in Abuja despite knowing that the flight was diverted. The airline later explained that it was due to poor destination weather. About an hour on the tarmac, the plane was redirected to Abuja. This was after the pilot announced that the honest mistake was caused by a mix-up in the flight plan given to him. However, the airline, through its head corporate services, Achilles Chud Uchegbu, said in a statement titled Temporary Diversion of Flights to Asaba that the flight was diverted due to poor destination weather. So this raises a lot of questions. A whole lot. As a person who has traveled, by whatever means, you have a destination in mind. If you turn up somewhere else, oh my. So my guest this morning is an aviator consultant who goes by Michael, and he joins me via the phone to tell me why this happens, if it has happened before, and what is the protocol, the procedure when it happens. Good morning, Michael. Thank you for joining us. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for making your time. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. And you, sir?
I'm wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So straight to business, what is the policy on diverting flights? If I board a flight to somewhere and it shows up somewhere else, has this happened before? And if it does happen, why does it happen?
Yes, thank you very much. We have registered or recorded flight diversion over time as far as the airspace is concerned. But when a flight is being diverted from one destination to another, first of all, there is a flight plan. Destination flight plan that tells you you are heading from Lagos to Abuja.
Okay.
And so if for whatever reason the aircraft is being diverted, first of all, the passengers should be duly informed by the pilots or by the crew that for whatever reason the aircraft is being diverted. But on this scenario, one of the causes of flight diversion is bad weather.
Okay.
When, of course, this is nature. Weather could change, they could get weather forecast, the aircraft could take off, and at a cruise flight or a certain altitude, the weather could change. And while there is a change of weather, the pilot communicates with the tower, otherwise called the air traffic control. And then the tower, in group communications, they will have to resolve in the destinations they are going to land.
Okay.
Outside the scheduled destination. with the case of what has happened with United Nigeria. Bad weather, sometimes emergency, in the case of one of the engines failure, if the engine fails, of course, to declare emergency landing, and the aircraft will get land at the nearest airport as quick as possible.
Okay.
So these are some of the contributing factors. Another one is like best flight. We have best flight sometimes when we witness the best flight, it's not that the engine or it will cause some damages to the aircraft structural integrity, which they would want to land for safety reasons. So these are some of the contributing factors that could have led to flight diversion.
Okay, let's talk about the weather, because the airline claimed that it was due to poor weather at the destination. Now, do you figure out the weather conditions before takeoff or while you're in the air?
Yes, before an aircraft would take off. Once it passes, before they even do the flight plan, they have to get weather reports.
Okay.
From the dispatcher, the operators. They will give them a weather, clear weather visibility, and once that is ascertained, they take off.
Okay.
Or we clear them based on clear weather. But like I said, this is nation and this is weather. Weather could change at any time. But at the time of Enoch, the weather was okay. Then when you're airborne, and you experience bad weather, sometimes the pilot will advise the pilot to increase altitude or decrease altitude,
okay,
depending on the weather situation. But when the weather has gone beyond state of repair, they will have no choice but to ask for emergency landing or to divert the flight to a destination that will be more conducive for them.
All right. Now, if you realize that the weather is really bad and you're airborne, when the decision to divert has been taken, how quickly do you inform the passengers of this decision?
As quick as possible. That's the first thing the crew, the pilot should do. That's the first thing. Before you make any diversion, the passengers should be informed. They should be really informed. So they will also make up their mind, they know the situation and the reason for diversion.
All right. Now, obviously, the United Nigeria airline, they flouted every single rule. They claim it was for weather. As you said, they're supposed to get, you know, weather conditions before leaving. But if it was an emergency, they also did not inform the passengers. They landed. And the crazy part, which is what shocked the passengers the most, is that they were told, "Welcome to Abuja," when they landed in Asaba. So, my question here is, the flight crew, do they usually know the destination? Because, I mean, for them to still think they had landed in Abuja and to have told the passengers, "Welcome to Abuja," are they also aware of the way of all of these things you've said? Or were they as you know, oblivious or ignorant as the passengers as well? I'd like to understand the level of knowledge the flight crew has.
Thank you. There is this briefing between the pilot and the cabin crew before a flight takes off, right? But in this case, I noticed a lack of effective communication between the pilot and the cabin crew, actually, because they do more of the briefings, the cabin crew do more of when they are taking off and landing, they brief the passenger. So now, on that situation, the cabin crew knew on when they took off that they are heading to Abuja. That is what is being said there. And that is what they have in their own plan. But for whatever reason, the aircraft diverted to Asaba, they also were not briefed. The cabin crew were not briefed on this by the pilot. Perhaps, and that's why they also thought, like the passengers, that they just arrived at Abuja instead of Asaba on the other way. So this is poor communication or lack of effective communication between the pilot and the crew.
Yeah, but Mr. Michael, if you consistently fly, right, you know what the airports look like. If I land in Port Harcourt Airport or Abuja or Lagos, right? I understand what it looks like. So if I land in a different airport, even as a member of the cabin crew, I don't think I would want to say welcome to Abuja when I can clearly see that this does not look like the Abuja airport, which we normally land, you know, almost every day. So, I mean, it's for me, it sounds more like a common sense thing. Away from duty, your eyes, you're literally seeing something different. So why would you stick to telling the passengers, welcome to Abuja? Well, you really can't answer the question, but it just doesn't seem right.
You're right, sir. It doesn't seem right because as we speak to this day, the whole situation is under investigation.
Yes, it is. Okay.
The Nigerian Civilization Authority has suspended all coming leased aircraft of the United Nigeria Airlines after the airline operator diverted its Lagos Abuja en route flight to Asaba on Sunday.
Okay.
So everything is under investigation right now. And as I speak with you, the aircraft is grounded for now.
Okay. So let's talk about the flight plan, because that's something the pilot also said he got wrong. He said he got the wrong flight plan.
Okay.
Now, you said the pilots get the flight plan, which tells them, you know, where they are going. What does this flight plan entail? Is it a document? Is it a briefing? What exactly is a flight plan?
Yes. Now, the flight plan generally deals the weight, the fuel level, you know, before the aircraft. The uplift, the quality uplift that is needed, the weight and balance of the aircraft is there, and then the destination is there. You know, weather report or fair weather report is there. So the flight plan basically has to do with the schedule of the flight from one point to another, from one destination to another.
So this means that, So this means that the flight plan from, let's say you were flying from Port Harcourt to Lagos, and then another pilot on a different airline was flying from Port Harcourt to Abuja. So they will get different flight plans, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So if yeah, please go ahead.
Even the person that you are carrying on board, the number of passengers, the weight, and everything is being calculated in the flight plan.
Okay.
To maintain weight and balance as well. So everything is well programmed. The flight is handed over to the pilot. The pilot's talking to it and work accordingly.
All right, we have a break coming up in 3 minutes. So if the pilot gets the wrong flight plan, if the guy going to Abuja gets the plan for Lagos, will this also affect steering the plane? Like, the flight plan he got was for Lagos, but he's going to Abuja. Would that affect his destination, or should his experience and expertise of flying at least know the direction? I don't know how to ask the question, but will that affect where he will eventually land?
Now, the flight plan basically is to have a flight plan from Lagos to Abuja. There is a navigation system, right?
Okay.
In the cockpit of flight deck, the program is updated as it is being also communicated from the tower. So the engine, the fuel engine, the flight direction, everything is heading towards Abuja.
Okay.
So it has been programmed already. That's why that is the reason for the flight plan. Once the flight plan gets to the pilot and is green, starting with a leaving for Abuja from Lagos, and then he gets the flight plan. He also makes any arrangement inside the cockpit. Right inside the cockpit, he programs the aircraft, the dimension of the aircraft, the attitude of the aircraft, destination, everything is being programmed. Even the altitude is going to fly. For example, most commercial flights go from 32,000 feet to 38,000 feet, as the case may be. It has been programmed already.
Okay.
Even if the is going to fly as the program.
Okay. Well, we have a break coming up. After that, I have questions that connect to the passenger. What are they entitled to? Should there be a compensation? What rights do they have when things like this happen? So hopefully you get to answer these questions after the break. Please stay with us, Mr. Michael.
Thank you.
All right. Don't go anywhere.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm back.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome back. It's Morning Crossfire, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. A destination is defined as a place to which someone or something is going or being sent. Well, the hopes of those who boarded a flight from Lagos hoping to arrive at Abuja but saw themselves in Asaba were dashed. It was aboard a United Nigeria Airlines flight, and the passengers realized the mistake after the cabin crew announced welcome to Abuja when they landed in Asaba. Michael, who is an aviation consultant, he joins me via the phone to analyze as much as needs analyzing. Welcome once again, Mr. Michael.
Thank you.
All right, I have many more questions, but I'd like to hear from you. Do you have any questions, contributions, reactions, or confusion just like me? Please call the number 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. Remember, we are live on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Nigeria Info PH. So that means you can watch as you listen. When you call, please turn off your radio and go straight to the point. It's important. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Please turn off your radio. What's your name?
Yes. Good morning, Oracle.
Morning.
Robin Mata, the farmer. I'm calling from the tree.
Okay, go ahead.
Greetings, our guest. You see, firstly, Oracle, the crew that were diverted Alabed in Asaba, they should go and worship whoever is their God. Let them and do thanksgiving.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
For me, this is a clear case of hijack. Not for any of those reasons being given by the crew. Members or the pilot.
My brother.
How can you tell? Yes. How can you tell me they give you description? And Abuja suddenly talked to Asaba. And not only that, look at what the expert is saying there. Instead of you to discuss with the crew members to know exact and inform the passengers that their life is in your hands, they lied. But I'm praying that the authorities should not sweep this under the carpet, because if the pilot is claiming he was given a wrong description, then people played a role.
Okay.
They should investigate and let the heads roll.
All right.
Good morning, the farmer.
Well, honestly, I was not thinking in that direction, but now that you've said it, that's all that I'm thinking about. My guest would respond to that shortly. Ken from Ubimini. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Oracle Chinedu.
Good morning.
Chinedu, imagine that a professional pilot would receive a map directing to a particular destination. Eventually, the destination that they landed was not the particular map he was holding. What a negligence of duty is that, in the detriment of the people that boarded the flight. Does it mean that had it been something happened more than as we are talking now, who should have been held responsible to that? In the name of Nigeria Airlines, the world will say that our pilot is what? This is very, very unfortunate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ken. JJ calls from PH Town. Good morning, JJ.
Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're told that wonders can never end, but for Nigeria... wonders have ended long ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it because it's AA, Addis Ababa A, Abuja A? Maybe they would have also found themselves in Addis Ababa or Apapa at the end of the day. I don't know. Nobody has explained anything. Is it that the pilot is a foreign pilot that doesn't know our terrain and he just said, instead of Abuja, he said Sabah, like the case of one story we had when Samuel Doe was killed some time ago and people were crying that Commando was killed instead of Samuel Doe. Well, let them come to the public with the investigation
okay.
So that we know what to do. Okay, how much should you roll off the sleeve and see how to get to the root of this matter? That's my own take here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, JJ. Andy from Rukpaku, good morning.
Yeah, Chinedu, good morning and happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you too.
Yeah, Chinedu, if I were to be one of those passengers in that plane, my prayer would have been, let them land us in America. So that I'll be very happy, yes. So that we can leave the shores of the country.
What's your problem, Andy?
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth, because the things you hear every day, you as a Nigerian, you begin to imagine, do our leaders travel? We only borrow democracy. But when it comes to the condiments of democracy, when it comes to the things that we spice up democracy for the people to be happy every morning, each time they wake up, they hear some certain news, it elevates them that their country is going somewhere else. But unfortunately, we are in a country where we don't learn at all. But be it as it may, I will urge the aviation ministry, please, if you go into details of that, even the pilot was asked, where are we going? Where is the place of our destination? He blatantly and said on a bold aspect that they are going to Anambra. They are going to Asaba. Sorry, Asaba. Go and read it very well. The man said they are going to Asaba. And the person that was told never did anything to see if he could act. And at the end of the day, they landed in Asaba. Glory be to God that it ended like this. And I want to urge us, that we are inside, to go and thank God that he didn't call us at the end of the day to come and begin to mourn. Thank you very much, and God bless you, brother.
Thank you very much. And Zion calls from GRA. Good morning, Zion.
Good morning to you, Oracle.
Good morning. You have to speak up.
The truth is this. Nigeria today, a lot of sensitive offices have been manned by incompetent people. For the past 7 years, we have been so dragged down to even less educated people manning sensitive offices in Nigeria. People who do not even have the qualification to be there because of man, no man. How long do we continue in this? Is it our economy? Is it our education? Even our electoral process? Incompetent people. And we are even praising them. They are not even asking for their sack. Because they are our brothers and our sister. You see, this thing that just happened here is at the mercy of God. If this aircraft would have some other turbulence before landing, what would have been the chief? If the specifications were programmed to land, the 12 did not carry them there, what would have been the question? If an engine would have failed because of the pressure he has run beyond the time given, what would have been the discussion? Mr. Zion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zion. Mr. Micah, you've heard the reactions of some of our callers. It is,
I
sprinkled with a lot of confusion. Too many questions that require answers. But the first person who called said the passengers should go for Thanksgiving because he was very likely a hijack. We cannot confirm that. Investigation is still ongoing. But what do you say to that?
Investigation is still ongoing. And as such, we cannot ascertain, but for sure, that is not a case of hijack. It's not a case of hijack. It's a case of, like we said, we have two issues here, bad weather, and a wrong flight plan. These are two of the errors, two of the cases on ground right now, and an investigation will prove otherwise. But I do not agree with that statement. It's not a case of hijacking.
Okay. Now, I understand the inconvenience of a delayed flight, right? So I can imagine the degree of inconvenience these passengers have experienced where they were flown to another destination completely. Are they entitled to some form of compensation, you know, in situations like this? Should the airline pay them in some way, shape or form?
Okay. First of all, a case like this, I've never been registered in the Nigerian airspace before. And it just happened. Now, first thing, the airline owes the passengers is to take them back to their original destination.
Which they did.
Which is Abuja.
Yeah.
Which they did, yes. Secondly, if for whatever reasons they were not able to return them back to the original destination, then they are going to make hotel reservations for them.
Okay.
I'm going to lodge them all in an hotel. Their feeding, their transportation will be taken care of. And then they will still have to fly them to their original destination. But the challenge is, as you and I know, people fly due one appointment or the other, trying to catch up some. They are getting their children or they are getting married, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of them have serious political appointments or perhaps a business appointment and all that. So the time wasted and those disappointments are also going to be put into consideration. However, but the most important thing is the safety and getting to the original destination.
Okay. Now, for passengers who might want to lay complaints, because, you know, there have been situations and reasons why a passenger would have a grievance with an airline, a reason for being dissatisfied, and whether it's a passenger, a few passengers, or all of them, like the case of this flight, what are the official channels for complaining in situations like this?
Yes, thank you. Every airline has a laid down rules and regulations. And then, yes, and then also for benefits for passengers and cases like this, when they arrive, they have, and which the passengers, first thing they do, they write to the airline through via their email, via their contact or whatever contact that is being provided. And then when that is nowhere taken care of, they take it to the court.
Okay.
Of course, there are passengers to airlines to court a lot. Several airlines have experienced this airline passengers challenges for whatever reason. And so they go to the court, and then the court, the lawyer, the professional man looks into what has happened and what the airline is saying on this, what the later rules the airline has as regards issues like this, and it will be taken care of in accordance to what is written.
Okay. Well, that's as much as we can take. Thank you very much, Mr. Michael, for your time. We appreciate it. I'm hoping that if there are reasons why you and I should speak on radio again, I'll definitely reach out.
You are welcome, Oracle, and it's also a pleasure for me to be live.
Yes, indeed. The pleasure is all mine. Have yourself a wonderful day, sir. All right. There you have it. Abuja turns Asaba. And there's a thought expressed on Facebook. Remember I said we're live on that platform. It shares the position of JJ. This is from Wisdom Aleoze. He says, I don't see anything wrong. There is A. Abuja and Asaba all have A. My name is Wisdom Aleoze. Thank God, Ability Atuebu on that same platform says, what's the work of dispatchers in our airport? Daniel DG simply says, good morning, what's the update? Oh, well, if it's on this issue, confusion. That's what the update is. I have a few comments on WhatsApp. Victoria Chioma says, so we have improved our rigging attitude from election to aviation. Are you kidding right now? I did not see that coming. Flight landing has become beavers. Passengers should go to court as usual. Nigeria, our country, American. Oh my goodness, I was going to ask the guest if this has happened in any other country. Okay. Oracle, greetings. The dispatcher knows that the airline is heading to Abuja, not Asaba. It should be suspended to serve as a deterrent to others. That's from, thank God, Ability Atuebu. And a final comment on WhatsApp reads, they said it was poor destination weather. What's the meaning of poor destination weather? Well, if we're looking at it from a grammatical viewpoint, not aviation, it means that the weather where you're going is not good. But I don't know. Maybe in aviation it means something else. I honestly doubt. But yeah, that's it. They should arrest the pilot. He misses direction from Lagos. Every plane uses a compass, magnitude, and direction. So if you tell me you landed in the wrong location, it was miscalculation from the pilot. Just like in geography, every flying or moving body that comes out in an open space uses compass. Itari from Abuja. This is not easy to read, but the points I have taken. Kelvin Frank says, good morning. I see the entire scene as a competitive strategy. Really? How does that play out? Other airline operators may have paid heavily to spoil the marketing strategy for this airline. Probably they charge less. Kelvin. Man, I don't even know what to make of that. But I love the creativity in the opinions you're expressing. Oh, I have Ida on the phone. Good morning, Ida. Hello, Ida, are you there?
Please, my advice to this air owner, they should please do something about it. But when you fly up, you don't see any air again. It's like you're in another world.
You are in another
world. So your mind will not be there. So they should please, whatever it is that is not good, they should put it intact. Not to be complaining to people. Please, people fly.
Okay.
Thank you very much. God bless my lovely brother.
Thank you very much, Ida. You know, the craziness connected to this is the passenger cannot make corrections. Why? Let's say you were traveling to Owerri and the driver is heading towards maybe Asaba or somewhere else. The passengers will know because there are landmarks. You go to Owerri every day. You know where the checkpoints are. You know where there's a turn left. You know there's a signboard. There's a church here. There's a filling station. Not very long into the journey, people are like, driver, this will not be the road to Owerri. Like, you can tell. But with flying, you don't understand the shape of the clouds. It's not like there's a filling station somewhere there. It's not like you know where you can buy gala. You're just in the air. And if we had, you know, clouds that were fixed, you say, this thing, they like the cloud for Asaba. No, this is not an Abuja cloud. We can complain, driver, we know this cloud. No. Sorry, pilot. No. You're just in the air, hoping that when you land, you are in the city of your destination. And this reminds me of, I think, a Yoruba movie I saw growing up where there was this spiritualist, right? It's one of those heavy spiritual power kind of movies. There was this guy who used to teleport. He'd disappear, right? Maybe he was here and he wanted to go to Lagos. He would say, Bemilo, so and so. He calls the destination and he disappears, pyong, and lands exactly where he has said he wanted to go. And I remember asking, as young as I was, how does this guy know he would land? And they say, yeah, that thing he says, Bemilo, he has to add the destination there. So if you want to go to GRA, Bemilo, GRA, and then pyong, you know, disappearing goes with that sound effect. And then you land at GRA. I never got the answer to that question. What if he lands at a different destination? But hey, many years later, United Nigeria Airlines has helped me. They've taken a lot of people who were Abuja bound to Asaba. So their Gbemilo Abuja became Gbemilo Asaba. Well, thank you for sticking with me. It has been a wonderful time on Morning Crossfire this morning.